Hello, everyone. This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. My name is Jared Hool, and I'm in replacing my grandmother, Billy Brim. She's out this week, and if you guys have been keeping up with us this week, we're on the fourth day, Thursday, and it has just been so good. And I have had Miss Janet Inman, and it has been a blessing. We've just been talking about kind of at first, it is under that point, but it's deception. And ways to be filled in fellowship in the relational part and the fellowship part, and with the Father. And yesterday we ended, Miss Janet. Feel free to speak in any time. But we didn't end. We're just getting beginning on it. Ephesians 5:15, and it's talking about the will of the Lord. And I'll just go over it real quick. But I might go into it today, or maybe tomorrow. But the Lord gave me. I actually asked Him. I had some things going on in my life, and I had two questions: the will of God in my life, and I was kind of upset because Jesus said in John, "They'll do these things in greater." And I'm like, right now I'm just trying to survive.
Right.
So if you're gonna promise that to me, I want it.
Right.
And I don't want to know the will for the next step and the will of my life. And I feel like You put this call of God on my life. These are things I'm thinking. Mm. I'm talking to Him about.
Right.
And then it felt like You're kind of putting me in a rock and hard place. But it was me. I was just telling
right.
the Lord that. It's like, You put this on me, and then I can't do anything but that and not be satisfied. Yeah, I can't even get to that place
right.
that You want me to be. That's how I felt.
Right.
I wasn't in the right, but that's how I felt. So I went to bed that night. Went to sleep that night. Well, first of all, the Holy Spirit hit me inside like fire, and I couldn't stop praying in tongues. I went to sleep.
Amen.
Prayed in tongues for about 2 or 3 hours.
Wow.
Just fire.
Amen.
And I went to sleep, and I had a dream. And I've talked about this a few times on the broadcast, but I'm going to talk about it again. And so I went to a classroom, and I saw a young man reading his Bible, just one in this empty classroom, just him. And he's reading a passage, and I didn't see the passage. And he said, "Hey, can you help me understand this?" More. And I go, "Sure, of course." So instead of like, when I went to look at the Bible, I looked at the chalkboard, because he was facing the chalkboard, and it turned into a 3D vision. And the chalkboard disappeared and turned into a 3D vision. I saw like a prairie, a knoll, the hill went from the right down to the left. And I saw the body of Christ. Now they were displayed within about like, it was only like 20 to 30 people. But it was the body of Christ. And they're all wearing all white garments, clean, spotless. And they went down to their wrists, the sleeves, and all the way down to their ankles. And they are freed. They had power. They had a lightness to them. They had a joy. They were making the right moves. Mm. They are walking down the hill, joys, praising God. And it was in praise.
Right.
And joy. But it was in a way, they were making the right decisions. They weren't getting off track.
Right.
You know, they had a fellowship with the Father, and they're walking in the authority of who they were in Christ
right.
Jesus, and they
right.
applied it.
Yes.
They were the glorified, it was the glorified church.
Yes. Yes.
What I saw.
Absolutely.
I never thought about that. It was the glorified church. And I knew what I saw was what this young man was reading, and I didn't know the scripture he was reading yet.
Right.
The Lord woke me up. Boom. Just woke me up and said, Ephesians 5:15.
Yes.
And it kind of scared me.
Yes.
And so this is what he told me. And it wasn't just this one scripture, it was the passage. And I know that passage is what I just saw in that vision.
Right.
And Ephesians 5:15 starts, "Therefore, be careful how you walk,
mm-hmm.
not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish. But understand what the will of the Lord is. But understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not, so what? Do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit."
Mm-hmm.
But be filled. Understand, but be filled. Understand, be filled.
Right.
The will. Understand, be wise. He keeps saying, don't be dumb.
That's right.
Don't be stupid. Here's the will. You should know the will. You need to know the will of God for your next step in your
you
life.
Can
you need to know
the will.
The one thing that the rabbis say, when God calls you to something,
right.
He equips you at the same time.
Absolutely.
And so, I'm reading the New American Standard, but where it says, making the most of your time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll start up where it says, be careful how you walk. It
right.
says circumspectly.
Yes.
That means to take advantage, not miss a thing, not miss a beat.
Right.
Who doesn't want to miss a beat with the Lord?
Absolutely.
Who wants to make sure every step, every inch, every 20 feet, every 1,000 feet, wherever you walk in the walk of the Father,
absolutely,
everyone's right. He says, walk it. Don't be circumspectly.
Right.
Walk circumspectly. And then he says to make most of your time.
Right.
That actually is redeem your time.
Right.
The same word used when Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Right. Oh, I like that.
I used to think, when I read this, I was like, oh, redeem. Okay, from now on, I'll redeem my time with the Father. I'll redeem it. I'll make most of it. But Mimi was telling me, she goes, redeem means to once have something and then to buy it back.
Oh, that's good, Jared.
So it kind of means past. Our flesh is ignorant.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, there's mistakes made in our flesh or whatever. But when you redeem your time, just like Jesus, he bought us back. You make a mistake in the flesh, or there's something that you made, you, by being filled with the Spirit, you buy up. There is no lost time in the Spirit.
That's right.
There is no lost time. I thank you, Father,
that's
for your goodness. I thank you for
right.
what you did. I worship you, God.
That's
you are good.
Right. That's
you
right.
are good. Even though I made mistakes 10 years ago,
right.
even though you made mistakes 2 seconds ago,
right.
I thank you, Lord. I give that to you, Lord.
That's
I put
right.
it under the blood. You are good.
That's
you are
right.
good.
That's
you named
right.
the stars. You named me. You knew me and my plans, and you're fulfilling your plans.
That's right.
That's redeeming the time.
Absolutely.
And it's just like a gauge that you would have been off, and vroom, you're right there with the Father.
Right.
You're right there.
Right.
You're right there.
Well, Jared,
so,
that's proven out there with Adam and Eve when they did what they did. That was not God's plan for them to do what they did.
That's good.
Look,
that's so
came,
good.
He came up with a plan to come back, and through Jesus, to totally, what does he say? For Christ hath redeemed us.
He redeemed us from that.
He's
if he can redeem us from that, he can redeem you from your mistake 10 years ago.
He's redeemed us from the ultimate curse.
Yeah.
And law they broke against God. What does it say? For Christ has redeemed us from the curse.
Has, yeah.
So all those passages we were just reading there in Ephesians 5, that's where it goes on there to tell you. I'll tell you one
yes.
way you can begin to walk in the Spirit. We were talking about it yesterday. Is giving yourself there. What does it say? Giving yourself to the psalms and the hymns
yeah.
or spiritual songs or just singing
yeah.
or making melody in your heart to the Lord. Jared, as we were on the program yesterday and we were ending,
right.
I could just know that people were starting to be aroused. There's some people there. You're in your bathroom shaving, and some are lying on
mm-hmm.
the bed, and
yeah.
some is driving the car. And I saw you begin to want to worship God.
Mm. Yeah.
So we haven't even talked about all these songs and
yeah.
all these songs that God has given me through the years. But there's a song, we had talked about it before, that we have this little clip here that we're going to do of this song. And as we play this little clip, wherever you are, if you're driving the car, well, you might just have to take one hand. Or if you're shaving, well, you may just have to put the razor down. If you're lying on the bed, just lift your hands and begin to worship God.
Join in.
And the anointing
that's right, that's
is
right.
going to flood your being. I can feel that. I could see people just starting to wake up. So we're going to just play this clip now. And you
yeah,
just raise
in.
Your hands or lift your voice and begin to worship God.
I'm moving into the throne room of God. Come and go with me. Oh, Jesus. I'm moving into the throne room of God. Come and go with me.
To God. Thank hallelujah.
You, thank you, Father.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, for the Bible says when Paul and Silas
that's good.
were in jail, They were in the deepest, darkest part of the prison, and it was at midnight. One time I woke up in the morning, and it was a thick heaviness early that morning. And I went down to the piano and began to play and to worship God. This song began to come forth. When Paul and Silas were in jail, praise and worship was their bail. That's all the Bible said they did, is they began to praise and worship God. One time I was praying, and the Lord said their praise and their worship was so violent and so intense before the Lord because nobody could deliver them but Him. And as they began to give to that, the whole place began to shake. It began to shake loose, and today, while we're here, while we're here being unctioned by the Word of God and the Spirit of God to encourage you to give yourself, speaking to yourselves and speaking before God speaking in Psalms and hymns. I can just hear new songs coming forth. When Paul and Silas was in jail, praise and worship was their bail. Oh my, what a bail. And it said not only were their bands loosed, but all the prisoners around them, their doors were shook. Oh my, their doors were shook open loose too. Oh my, today I can sense doors being open and some places where there's been roadblocks. And some things has been hindering. If it worked for Paul and Silas, it'll work for me and you. I've seen it work many times. The Word of God is true. So Jared was sharing there all about the will of the Lord. It was the will of the Lord when Paul wrote this. And it's the will of the Lord now, Jared. Oh, right. Thank you, Jesus.
And thank you, Lord. Your testimony is way beyond for you. It's way beyond yourself, but it's for the others around you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you. That testimony in your life. Thank you, Lord. It's more than just you, but those around
you. That's right.
Oh, we thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for this. We thank you, Father. Miss Janet, she's just thank you, Lord. I know she has some info. Just want to your number and email and
okay, Jared,
reach out. And
if you want to contact me, you can contact me through my email. It's inman.sf@gmail.com. Our ministry phone number is 423-595-0044, or by mail, Inman Ministries, 8730 South College Place, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74137.
And I just thank you for being here. We have one more day, and I'm excited. But I just thank you for the plan of God being fulfilled and the purpose that you're listening to this radio broadcast, The Voice of One Witness. And there's a purpose. And when there's a purpose, there's a plan. There's a plan of God.
Right.
And there's also a pursuit. And we thank you that this is a pursuit and fellowship with Him, and is a pursuit to fulfill the plan and purpose in your life. You can, if you need to go on the web archives or just check out the ministry's website, it's www.billybrim.org. So www.billybrim.org. And feel free to reach us on our books and tapes in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. It's 1-800-972-3447. Shalom, shalom.